Are you looking for a better life? A life with less stress, good health, and success? Then let me introduce you to Lisa Giroux. Lisa is a wellness coach who works with individuals like you who are seeking a different path to transform their life. Lisa will use simple strategies so that you can access your personal success. She is a master teacher with over 2 decades of experience and will share with you ancient wisdom that you can use in your modern life. Reiki, relaxation, meditation, and nourishment of your body, mind, and your soul. To begin your new path, visit lisagiroux.com. G-I-R-O-U-X. lisagiroux.com. Feel better, live better. lisagiroux.com.
All right. Welcome, 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 everyone. Thank you so much for being part of this radio show today on this amazing day where life is occurring. I am Lisa Giroux, a modern mystic sharing pathways to peace, purpose, and prosperity. And in my mind, that's really what it's all about. We must create the peace of mind and well-being within our inner landscape so that we can access the road, the pathway to our own greater purpose. And that opens us up to amazing prosperity of good health and right work and right relationships and fun and cold hard cash. Why not? Why not? We can have it all, can't we? So I want to speak to you today, those of us who are sensitive, about this. What I call the personal power outage and how this may be really beneficial or how it can be sometimes a challenge in navigating our day-to-day life. Many of us who are sensitive creatives, as I am one, and many of the clients that I work with are beginning to realize that they, too, are more sensitive in nature and how our daily practice, the importance of our daily practice to keep us on track and to navigate better our own energy and to contain our energy leaks, as I like to call them, and then to also recognize what is ours and what is not. So let's just take a breath now and go into that still, quiet space within. And just connect deeply, breathing in with awareness and out. Surrendering, releasing, and letting go. Let go of all that no longer serves you. Sinking deeply within your body now, breathing with awareness. Expand in all directions. And imagine yourself connected, directed, protected, effective in all that you're choosing now. It's important to strengthen our energetic field on a daily basis. And we do that through our daily meditative practice. We do that with our peace of mind practice, our choice to be peaceful today and every day. And we also do that with how we're nourishing ourselves. We're making sure that we're well hydrated because we know that we are an electrical generator. know that we are both receiver and transmitter of energy. And we need water. I'm going to grab my water right now. And I like to keep track of how much water I'm drinking on a daily basis so that I know, because I realized about 6 weeks ago that I was not getting enough water. I was getting too much sugar in the form of honey. I had to break up with my honey. And I knew that I was feeling inflamed. And so I've gone vegan for about 6 weeks now. And I'm drinking, I'm super hydrating every day. And you can go back in time and listen to that teaching, Food Frequency for Life, Part 2, is about the importance of hydration. But once I started incorporating this super hydration, I had a whole new level of clarity and awareness. Once I got rid of sugar, wheat, dairy, I began to recognize that my energetic field was had been in a kind of a defunct state. I wasn't feeling very creative. I was feeling less than powerful on many levels. And so it's important for us, it's even more important for us now to be making sure that we are doing those daily practices, managing our halt, hungry, anxious, angry, longing, lonely, tired, thirsty. So if we were to go through these and we would start with hungry, what are you hungry for? I think Hungry was the name of a book by Dr. Robin Smith. I love her. And every day we're needing to nourish ourselves. Every day we want to choose to recognize what we're hungry for. And oftentimes it doesn't really have to do with food per se. But what food does for us is it becomes the effect of the cause. Does that make sense? So for those of us who have eating challenges, for those, you know, for me, my default was always, you know, exit. I'm uncomfortable right now. I need to exit, drink, smoke pot, eat chocolate. If I was smoking pot, it was eat a lot of chocolate. And then my body would go into really collapse mode. I would, although all those years that I was out there, I didn't know it then, but I was not navigating. I didn't know how to manage my halt. I didn't know what I was hungry for. And what I was hungry for, myself personally, each and every day, what I hunger for, what I long for, is a deeper connection to myself, to my source, to other like-minded beings. Take a breath now. As we see this longing that we all experience on one level or another, it's our spirit giving us that nudge, saying, hello, I'm here, I'm here, I'm here. Please pay attention. Wake up. Pay attention. Be here now. And so that is my daily hunger. So now when I am hungry, I can navigate that. Have I taken a wake aware breath? Have I hydrated? Now what will I choose to nourish my physical body? And this, the way that I'm eating, the clean eating that I'm doing, has opened my energetic field up to just amazing experiences. In fact, over the weekend, I actually got accidentally a little wheat, and I went right into collapse mode. I had a personal power outage. And we're going to be delving deeper into these mysterious ailments, quote-unquote mysterious ailments, that many people are feeling that may be a result of how we're nourishing ourselves. Wheat being one of the biggest drivers to personal power outage, to energy drain. Our wheat, the staff of life, I guess that was bread, but bread was wheat at one time. It's been genetically modified. It's now toxic to the system, especially those of us who are sensitive. My sister, I believed, who died from non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, and there's a high incidence of this related to undiagnosed celiacs, and celiacs is hereditary. These mysterious symptoms come in many forms. First, for me, it's energy drain, lack of focus. I thought I was doing a really good thing the other day. We were coming back from camping, and we stopped at a Burger Doodle, and I thought that I would get their black bean burger and a gluten-free bun. And he had said that the burger itself was not gluten-free, and I was like, I'm okay. I haven't had wheat in 6 weeks. I'm feeling fantastic. A little wheat won't hurt, and nothing could be further from the truth. Within about, well, immediately after I ate, I felt it in my tummy. And the next day, it was as if I'd been run over by a Mack truck, really. During those times of crisis that I experience, there's a couple of things going on. So certainly, universally, there's a lot happening that can cause us to go into collapse mode. It was funny, I picked the card in the morning during meditation, and that card was rest. And what did I try to do? I tried to do all the things that I wanted to accomplish for the day, and it was about 11 o'clock in the morning, and I was just like, this is ridiculous. I am going to have to pass on this day. So I went into super hydration mode and rested the rest of the day. I couldn't focus. I couldn't think clearly. I felt achy in my body, and I'm believing that it was a result of what I put into my energetic field. I'm very, very sensitive now. So the next day, I woke up feeling phenomenal. Reconnected, redirected, reawakened after resting and restoring. That's the bottom line for today. Rest when your body says rest. Drink water before you're thirsty. Move away from wheat and wheat products. And just notice how you feel. So that's the H for our halt. Hungry. What are you hungry for? Is there something that needs to be said? Is there something that needs to be said by you? Is there something that needs to be said by you now? And can you deliver it in a way that would be effective? We're hungry to speak our truth. So these are all energetic frequencies that we want to connect to on an even greater level. The next would be angry, anxious, H-A-A-L-L-T-T. That's how I spell halt. Angry and anxious. Anger is always very, very misused in this culture. I was a very angry child, and I didn't know why. And it took me almost 40 years to realize that the anger that I felt that I did not understand was not mine. My parents lost a baby right before my mother got pregnant with me. And Julie was never mentioned again in our family. That was my sister that died. My youngest, or she would have been my older sister. I did not know her. She died at 6 months on my mother's 29th birthday. I came along exactly 1 year later, minus 5 days, on my mother's 30th birthday, right before my mother's 30th birthday. And I did not know that I even had had a sister that had died at that time. So I was about 12 years old. So the uncomfortable anger and sadness and grief that I felt as a young child, I believe, was my mother's. You know, we know, especially those of us that are modern mystics, that are spiritual sensitives, we know that the everlasting part of us that comes into the frequency in the womb, when the frequency is created for being, that is the everlasting part of us, and that begins to sense immediately as soon as that begins to replicate, that we know that in the womb that these that we are perceiving. And so what I picked up and learned then was, hey. And I'm sure that was my mother's anger and grief that I carried for a long time. My mother never spoke of it. And that's a whole other story we're not going to go into now. But how can we manage our anger? Well, first we have to sit with it. First we have to stop denying that we're angry. And we do those four sentences. There's something that needs to be said by me now, and can I say it in a way I would want to receive it? Well, we can't say it in a way that we would want to receive it until we sit with it. We let it well up, and then we have to get it off our body. In What's Eating You, I believe that's the teaching. We talk about getting this off our body, marching in place. I love the beat your bed teaching, where I'm so angry I can't even mention it, and then even doing preemptive anger work, where we just go and we beat our bed, for about 90 seconds. We want to experience each of our emotions. We bring it into our awareness. We run it through our energetic chakra system. We ground it down into the earth, or we offer it up and out to be received, healed, transmuted by the elements. And then we immediately drink water and get it off our body, clear the space, breathe into that place with awareness. Same for anxiety. We want to first make sure that our anxiety is really anxiety, not just joyful anticipation, because they're really the same frequency. So I'm really anxious about this talk. You can go to your bed or get a pillow and go, I'm really anxious, for about 90 seconds. Stand up, take a breath, drink some water, journal, move on. Halt, hungry, anxious, angry, longing, what am I longing for? We are all longing for connection. Now, although I really enjoy oftentimes this amazing connection that the modern mystic I am can use, that is the virtual aspect, it's still important every day for me to make my spiritual connection first. Make a connection to my husband first. Make a connection ground with Mother Earth first before I do anything. When I forget that, my day is wonky. So we begin, and if you've gotten your free copy of the Daily Grid, you know that we begin this work, and it overrides that perceived anxiety in the morning by moving right into our gratitude practice. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And then we begin to make our expectations known for the day. I'm longing to deliver an awesome radio show. I'm longing to connect with other spiritual teachers to get this message out. I'm longing to experience greater awareness about myself and my journey. I'm longing to surround myself with people that I can support and that can support me as we ramp up and step away from the excruciating chit-chat that's going on of things that are not beneficial, of raising the bar on our expectations for ourselves and others, and lovingly moving away, never better than anybody else, always better than we used to be, moving away from people who are dragging us down. Longing to feel peace of mind. I'm longing to feel free. I'm longing to complete my book. Lonely. You know, I spend a lot of time in solitude. As a modern mystic, I have chosen to cloister myself, especially as I moved through my metamorphosis into this new powerful dimension in which I am residing and residing every day. And then if we're lonely, learning one of the greatest ills of mankind is the inability to spend time in a room alone. So alone and lonely, which are you? It's okay to be alone and loving ourselves, and then selectively choosing who we allow into our life, who we will spend time with. Very important, very important. I remember Dr. Wayne Dyer said, your friends are God's apology for your family. So if you come from a toxic family, that's okay. Love them, protect yourself. Love them, protect yourself. Love them from way over here. Protect yourself. Never better than anybody else, always better than we used to be. And then we move into tired and thirsty. Tired, rest. Realize that deep restorative sleep is necessary. And in this new teaching, we go into what is occurring throughout the hours of the day, what systems of the body are needing support, what systems are most active. If you're awakening between 3 and 5 in the morning, that's your spirit calling you. Get up and meditate if you can. Or at the very least, make that profound connection that we talk about in the daily grid of just going, thank you. Yes, I feel the unfolding. The unfolding is occurring. Thank you. Guide me. Give me the strength to move within. Deep restorative sleep is important. The most important healing hours are between 10 p.m. and 2 a.m. Let's say you only sleep between 10 p.m. and 2 a.m., you're really on a wonderful healing frequency. And if you were to get up and meditate, being fully present, remember the full body awareness technique that we do that enlivens the body, will give us great energy for the day. Meditation will give you the same result as a full night's sleep. Now, I'm blessed. I sleep great now. Most of the time, and I like a lot of sleep, and it's awesome. I feel powerful in the morning, get up, get it done, get on with it, and I go to bed early and do it all again. So rest. If you're not sleeping well, 20 minutes of meditation or a 20-minute nap, no more than that of a nap. Otherwise, you begin to release too much melatonin, and then you're groggy. But a 20-minute nap, even many corporations now are incorporating that into their work, giving their employees a 20-minute nap. Wouldn't it be fun to have one of those nap pods where you go in, it's sensory deprivation, you are like cocooned, there's beautiful music or total silence, and you're warm. You go roll right to sleep, and then you come right back out, and you are ready to be productive the rest of your day. Yes, isn't that a beautiful thought? So rest, restore, rejuvenate. Don't resist the fact that you need a nap or you need to sleep. And if you are sleep deprived, I want to share some of those teachings with you and how wheat can be a cause of insomnia. These are these mysterious signs and symptoms that so many of us are suffering. And instead of getting to the root of the problem by using food as medicine, medicine as food, we're taking a pill and then managing the side effects of more pills. Really tips the balance on our peace of mind, our well-being. We're not able to be connected to the source. I do believe a lot of this is deliberate and calculated, but more on that if you are in the inner realm circle. We discuss that deeply, deeply and profoundly. And then, of course, the final T in our halt, hungry, anxious, angry, longing, lonely, tired, thirsty. Thirsty should, you know, if we could spell our halt with a TH, thirst, ah, next to breath. First nutrient is breath. Second nutrient is water, clean, clear, pure water. Bless that water. Supercharge that water. Water will be more important, more valuable than gold someday. Those of us who have clean, clear, pure water, be so grateful for every drop that you receive. Those places and spaces that are on fire now because of drought, be so blessed that you live in a place and a space where there is perfect balance. And thank you to all who were on the call as we're continuing to send energy to those places that are really on fire. Water, 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 water is your friend. What does water do? Well, it is integral to every system in the body. Take a sip now. Blood volume. It keeps our heart working efficiently. If we are plump and juicy in our veins with water, 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 it reduces pain. It eliminates headache. It aids in digestion. Look at all of the products on the shelves in the stores. Shelves and shelves and shelves full of pills to take to remedy a situation that if you increase your water, you would feel better. There's a book. You're not sick. You're not sick. You're thirsty. Check it out. Investigate for yourself. Begin to increase your water consumption. Make sure it's clean, clear, pure water. Move away from fluoride. Move away from chlorine in the water. These are devastating to the immune system. Yes, I know we have to have safe water. And I am blessed because we have a wonderful well that the water is amazing. Drink more water. You will feel better every day. So as we wind this down, I want to invite you to go to the website, www.lisagiroux.com. Please get your free 7-day email blast. Woohoo! 7 days and 7 ways towards ultimate wellness. There's a couple of opportunities for you to work directly with me. You can get in the monthly coaching mastermind program for a super rate right now. And if you act now, that rate is going up. But I look forward to you and I working together as we continue to co-create an amazing experience. I want to wish you well today and every day as we are moving beyond our own personal outage, navigating our energy better, managing our halt, and making the choice to be fully present, ever expansive, loving this journey. I'm Lisa Giroux, modern mystic. Namaste.